Okay, if you follow up what you might think is the Gulf of Mexico there, and then go straight north, you'll see a little bit of V in the clouds, and that one going off to the right, that little thin sliver going to the right, is the one I've been mentioning all day that goes from Indiana on through the north east part of the country, and then that bigger blob that forms the left-hand side of the V is over the north-central United States. And then right smack in the center of the V is Lake Superior and Lake Michigan.
Roger, that's a good description, Dan. Clears it up for me anyway. I can see what you're talking about now.
And then way up on the upper left hand, maybe about 10 o'clock on the globe, you'll see a funny cloud pattern that sort of looks like a sea serpent of some sort with his beak pointing to the right. That's that cloud pattern that Tom was referring to up in the Alaska area.
Roger, that's nearly apparent to us. When you stop it down, we can see that pattern. Some of the time, though, it's washed out due to the tremendous cloud coverage in that area.
There it is, Charlie. That ought to be good.
Okay, it just came in on the black and white. We'll see it in just a second. Okay, now we see what you're talking about. Looks like an inverted U almost.
Now you ought to be able to see that that V area I was talking about better, too.
Roger. It's coming in a lot better, Gene.
Okay, if you got a pretty good view of the outside, we'll take you back inside for one last quick minute.
Thanks a lot, Dan, for that view. It's real good. We'll be standing by for the water bag trick.
Okay, we'll take you back inside here now. I'll take care of it. Today. Who is that?
It looks like John Young with four sets of eyes there, or two sets of eyes.
There you go.
Let's call it four eyes.
Looks like a World War I aviator.
What happens when you look through the telescope? See the sun.
Okay, it may sound like we've been loafing for the past couple of days, but we haven't. We've been so busy, and every spare man we get, we study our flight plan. Here you see that pretty soon we're going to be going into orbit, and then we have a completely different set of operations to go into. It shows our inch profile going around the moon for the first revolution. Tomorrow's a big day, and we're very much looking for it. Even though we're about 180,000 miles away from the Earth, there you can never get away from studying.
That's a great picture, Tim. We can see the various spacecraft attitudes with the dark side of the moon and the bright side. And we see the LEM and the command module linked together and going into a LOI-1 burn attitude. It's real clear. You can almost read the writing on the pages.
Roger, don't adjust your set. It's in black and white.
Roger. Can read on
it. You want to know where we're going, we'll show you a little bit of a chart of where we're going. Day after tomorrow, we ought to be seeing this in living moon color. Right now, it's in